The following is a class on the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Ajalila, Volume 1, Chapter 1, Text Number 14, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on April 7, 1975, in Hyderabad, India.
Panchatattatmakam Krishnam Bhaktarupa Sarupakam Bhaktyavataram Bhaktyakyam Namami Bhaktar Shaktikam. So Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has five features. Krishna has five features. Krishna means these five features. What are those? Krishna's manifestation, Krishna's incarnation, Krishna's different potencies in this way. And Krishna, the source of devotion and service, is Krishna Chaitanya. Bhakta Shakti Kam. To advance in devotion and service requires spiritual strength. It is not so easy thing. That spiritual strength is also Krishna, Bhakta Shakti Kam. There is nothing except Krishna, Eka Brahma, Dhitya Nasti. So, we have to understand Him especially in these five features for advancing in devotional service. Therefore, His name is Panchatattatmakam, with five features, Krishna. Bhaktarupa-sarupakam. Krishna is so kind upon us that He is coming as He is, Krishna's original. And trying to convince us about the necessity of our life or the goal of our life. Prayajan. It is necessary. It is not optional, compulsory. If you don't take to Krishna consciousness, then you will continue to suffer. Therefore it is necessary. It is not that if you like you can take it, if you don't like you reject it. If you reject it, then you will suffer. And if you take it, then actually you'll enjoy life. So Maya is very strong, although it is necessary. Maya is always dictating that it is not necessary. The real necessary is materialistic way of life. This is Maya's dictation. Maya, we are now given in charge of Maya's jurisdiction. So Maya wants to punish us more and more because we have forgotten Krishna. Great punishment. Krishna bhuliya jeev bhogamancha kare pasete maya tare japotiya dhore. Maya means to give sufficient punishment to the living entities who have forgotten Krishna and wants to enjoy material life independently. They are called conditioned soul. Bhutta-bhutta-praliyate. This conditioned life means we accept one type of body, we suffer sufficiently. It is simply suffering. There is no enjoyment. Where is enjoyment? To remain in the womb of the mother for 10 months, is that enjoyment? packed up in an airtight bag. Just imagine if you are put into an airtight bag at the present moment, within 3 seconds you will die. You cannot live without air, even for 3 seconds. This is our position. And by Maya's arrangement, we had to remain at least for 10 months within the airtight bag, embryo, within the abdomen of our mother. So if we cannot live even for 3 seconds without air, how it was possible to remain in that airtight bag for 10 months? That is also Krishna's mercy. To allow us to develop the body so that coming out of the mother's womb, we can live independently, make us strong in the body. But the Maya is so strong that even within that position, the mother is also killing the child. This is Kali Yuga. So to get a material body is not at all pleasure. It is always miserable condition from the very beginning and up to the point of death, simply miserable condition. This is intelligence. That miserable condition means we accept this material body. Therefore, to be out of miserable condition means not to accept again this material. That should be the aim and objective of life, not to accept. That we have repeatedly said that it can be achieved very easily. Takta deham punarjanmanaiti. After giving up this body, we do not accept any more material body, provided we become fully Krishna conscious. At the time of death, if we simply remember Krishna, janga janga bapi smarana bhavam tajattanti kalevana. That is the highest perfection of life. Simply to remember Krishna. That is also the statement in the, if we can consciously remember Krishna, whatever was possible for me, I have tried to execute. Now this is the last stage. You do whatever you like. Now Krishna is very kind. He'll at once take you back to home, back to Godhead. Anti Narayana Smriti. This is the highest perfection of life. Therefore, we have to practice Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Hare, Hare Hare. By practicing Sada Tada Bhava Bhavita, this is required. Always think, manmana bhavamad bhakta, Krishna advice, always think of, where is the difficult? We have to think of something. We cannot keep our mind vacant. That is not possible. So make it a point that think of Krishna. That's all. Think of Krishna. And if you chant, if you engage your tongue, Hare Krishna, and if you hear, then everything is compact in Krishna consciousness. So, to achieve strength, Krishna is prepared to help us in so many ways. That He is panchatattvatmakam. He is coming as Lord Krishna and ordering sarva-dharmān parityajyamāmekam saru charanam vraja. Still we are making mistake. We don't accept Krishna's word. Therefore, Krishna is coming as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, along with His associates, Nityananda Prabhu, Advaita Prabhu, Gadadhar Prabhu, just to teach us the same process. how to surrender to Krishna. So our real business is that, how to surrender to Krishna. And if we take shelter of Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu along with his associates, then the task becomes very easy. Jaggai Sankirtanai Prai Jajantihi Sumedhasa. Very easy. Not at all difficult. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's method for approaching Krishna is very, very easy. Now we have got this center, Mahaprabhu's center, we have got hundreds of centers, but this is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's birthplace. You have come from very, very distant places all over the world. So, here you simply take prasadam, chant Hare Krishna 24 hours, then your life is successful. It is not at all difficult. But we are so stubborn that we do not take to Krishna consciousness. That is our misfortune. But still, as we struggle against misfortune to become fortunate in the material world, similarly, we have to struggle against misfortune. Maya is very strong. But the way is also there, how to get out of the clutches of Maya. Pashate Maya Tare Japotiya Dhare. Maya has captured by embracing. It's like if you capture somebody very tightly, it is very difficult to go out. Hands and legs are all caught up. Similarly, we are under the clutches of Maya in that way. But Maya's business is just to punish. But as soon as we surrender to Krishna, immediately Maya let loose. Yes. Maya metang sarantit. Very easy thing. So our only request is that take shelter of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chant always Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Amrita Kathabhas. And Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. Thank you. So, it is not very difficult task, anyone, just like the children, the boys, 2 years, 3 years old, they are also doing the same thing. Where is the difficulty? Young man can perform the same thing, old man can also perform. Everyone can perform. It is so nice. So, do not forget this principle. Panchatattatmakam krishnam bhakta-rupa-sarupakam bhaktyavataram bhaktyakhyam namami bhakta-shaktikam. Bhakta-shakti, everything requires strength. So we can derive strength by Chaitanya, by chanting Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's name and chanting Hare Krishna. You don't require very high education, neither you require to take your birth in very high family. Ahoituki. Execution of devotional service is independent, completely. It has nothing to do with material condition. Ahoituki aprithihata. No material condition can check. Who can check you? If all the world over they chant Hare Krishna, who can check? No government can check. No communist party can check. You go and chant. That is the principle. So, ahoituki aprithihata. Jinatma samprasidati. And he'll get individually, collectively. Where is it? Haridas, he went to Moscow. He has gone to Hyderabad. He was chanting in Moscow. So people could not understand. They were asking, what are you doing? I'm singing some cinema song.
You are telling like that. Very clever. I am singing because the Muscovites, they are after Indian culture. So he said that this is Hare Krishna cinema song. So somehow or other, you can chant even in Moscow. Ahituki apratiyata. That is the point. You know? They are after anyone seeking after God, they are very much severely punished. This is their kingdom. But you can take this policy that we are chanting cinema song. They will not object. So ahituki apratiyata, if some black market means has to be taken for chanting, we have to accept that. What can be done? Our business is to chant. So, if there is a sticks and satisartham samacharet, we should be also very clever. So anyway, chant Hare Krishna mantra and be happy. That is Krishna consciousness movement. Thank you very much.